League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Seven Knife and Hell is what it is, what it do. Since Bobby Ingram, Curtis Ennis, know that we've been loyal even when we wasn't winning. A trusted source for the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of 79th and Hallis. We're back, of course, in the suites. This time we picked a better location because it makes sense that we have all these pictures that
we
can't see.
This location.
But you got George Hallis, Big Buckus, Sweetness. Scott is the suggestor of this location because we were
recording at home.
Also, maybe people coming in now cleaning. So if you see if our heads go like this, don't pay attention. Anyway, Bears lose to the Bills, 35-13. In what was a closer game than the score suggested? And only losing teams say this. And, you know, I take that back. There have been times when the Bears, maybe in the seasons that they won, where the score would be bigger, and you would say, oh, man, it was a blow. But you're like, eh, we made it tougher than it needed to be. So if I was the Bills, I would say we made this tougher than we needed to be. As for the Bears, I would say this is a closer game than the score suggests. Right now, you're looking at 35-13 and say, that's a blowout. That's 22 points. When in reality, most of the game was 10-6. When it wasn't 10-6, it was 21-13.
That last touchdown by Josh Allen was a garbage time touchdown.
Yeah.
That's all that was.
Like, the stats of Josh Allen did not have a good game in my eyes. But as Justin alluded to in the press conference, if you watched it, he said the weather changed everything for him in that game. The throwing, he said even handoff. He said Demo had to lock in when he was doing the handoffs. I mean, he had to really focus because the ball could get out of his hands easily. For those who have played football, you'll be familiar with it. If you've never played football, I'm going to tell you what the issue is. When the temperature gets this low, the ball becomes smooth as an egg and rock solid. I don't know the science behind that. If anyone who knows this give me the phenomenon, they can tell you. I don't know why it's like that. I just know, having played football in high school, we played against Harper. Cue the coach's thing. The temperature was like wind chill -5. It was not this, but it was freezing. And I just remember feeling that ball, and it was smooth as an egg, hard as a rock. So even though it's a professional football league, there are balls sitting in bags, heat warmers, the whole 9 yards. It's still cold. That impacts it. And a lot of drop passes today. 4 drop passes from the Bears. Now, of course, this is the cream of the crop. Matter of fact, the only starters, like since the start of the season, who are playing in their starting roles outside of Justin is Cole Kmet and David Montgomery. Even Sam Usher, who's been the starting season center most of the year, was not the original Golden starting center.
Right.
So only really 2 players outside of Justin were playing, and that's the only really number ones he had to have. And you know what, Cole Kmet, he's not a quick tight end. He's a possession tight end, which
he had a couple catches.
And he had a drop, too.
Yeah. It was a couple drops. These weren't the normal this wide receiver stinks drops. It was just cold as hell out there. Like, we were out there for 2 minutes doing the recap video.
You know what you need today? Stick them.
Stick them,
it would have been tremendous.
Bring Stick them back. But I think, you know, for this game, man, it's another successful tank. And we've been saying this all season. You know, shout out to Stu Gatz on Dan Levitard. He said the Bears have mastered the tank. Like, competitive. Mm-hmm. Justin grew this season. And it's even more impressive. Like, he's almost got 20 passing touchdowns with these guys he's throwing to. And on top of that, you don't have a top 2 draft pick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get into the odds of the number 1 draft pick in a minute. But these are the kind of things you want in a tanking season. With everything going on in Chicago sports, I've never seen a 3-win team be as exciting as this one is.
Yeah.
And these last couple games have all followed the same formula.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At least the home games I've been at since, the last 2 months, Detroit, what's it called, Green Bay, Philly, now Buffalo. They've all been competitive losses. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really know. And then the good thing, the great thing is, you got to look at the draft picks, the pieces. Kyler Gordon is emerging. Kyler Gordon is emerging. Back-to-back weeks with interceptions on MVP candidates. Yeah. You know, Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen. And Jaquan's been a dog all season. Just been a dog all season. We knew this when they got him. When they drafted him, we knew what kind of dog he was. Just what he did at Penn State. Now, it tells you just how bad this front seven is, that the safety of the team is leading the team in sacks. Four sacks.
It's impressive for a safety.
Impressive.
It shouldn't happen, though.
And it's going to come in handy when you do get a good front seven. But I tend to look at the positives of this game. Now, the next topic I want to get into is actually a nice segue. I saw a lot of fans on Bears Twitter. You know, I watched the Bears Twitter list that I got during the game, so we can interact with the fans and stuff like that. A lot of people upset at Luke Getsy for his play call. And I don't know about y'all, that was tank to perfection. I know there's a lot of fans out there who don't want to believe the tinfoil hat thing, but I've been around sports long enough to know this stuff really does happen. And I do really believe that there was a call placed to run that ball and also keep our quarterback out of harm's way. Now, that doesn't explain the last drive. I don't understand the last drive at all. When you have
the Peterman drive or the drive with the Josh Allen pick?
Where Justin left out because somebody stepped on his foot.
Oh, yeah.
With the four straight dropbacks.
Yeah.
That made no sense. But it was clear as day that they were not trying to win this football game.
You know, it's interesting because I literally pulled out my phone just so I could pull up the stats. The Bears, under 20 passing?
Yeah.
He actually threw 23 times.
23 times, okay.
But, I mean, and he only missed four passes.
Okay.
He was 15 of 23,
And you got to include them drops.
That's what I'm saying. He was 15 of 23, four of those were drops.
How many yards did he have passed?
119 passing. Okay. Josh Allen had 172, so this is a low. Josh Allen is someone who
Josh
routinely.
Josh Allen had a terrible game.
Josh Allen, someone who routinely gets 300 yards passing. So, to see him only give 172, Justin gets 119, is about what you imagine.
Yeah.
Justin was sacked twice. Josh Allen was only sacked once. Yards average
fumbled a snap.
Yeah, and it wasn't a deep passing game. Josh Allen averaged 6 yards. Justin averaged 5. It was a really short passing game.
I think Justin Tavilas was the biggest play of the game between both teams, like yardage-wise.
The difference was that the Bills, 31 rushes, 254 yards, 8 yards a carry. Bears, 29 carries, 80 yards, 2.8. Not a really good game for the Bears running-wise.
Yeah, they keyed in on that. I also feel like, I'm going to keep saying, that they were doing it on purpose, bro. Like, there was legit people mad. We were laughing. We were in the press room laughing because it was so obvious. Like, you know, a lot of, like, Getsy sucks, da-da-da-da. Look, man, I'm not judging that man to, like I've been saying all season, you got to give Getsy the same grace you're giving Justin. He's a rookie play caller. And I think he's had a solid year for the weapons this man has. I thought he called a solid game today until he obviously was trolling at the end. And so, to me, it's one of those things where, like, I'm not judging that man until I see him with some weapons. And I think the fact that this team is in every game just shows you the culture that's being built right now. Shows you the coaching staff that's being built right now. Allen
it's
Williams,
funny,
man.
When Nathan Peterman came in during the game late, literally last drive, minute left, I sat there and said, why did they just pass and then spike the ball? Herb Howard of the Bigs looked at us and said, Joe, he's building a culture here. So
it sounds silly, but it's true, though.
I'll give him a little bit of
it
that.
It sounds true. I don't know about that drive. I'm just saying in general. I don't know about that drive. That one, maybe it's one of Nate Peter to throw. I don't know. But I got to give credit to Allen Williams.
I love that you have somebody, Nate Peter, but we can just say, you know what, heave it up there. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it don't matter.
You stink.
Like, Allen Williams, this defense, man, like...
I'm sorry, I got to give Allen Williams
credit. I got to give him some love because they just over the last month, they've been stout.
Yeah.
Like, they've been stout.
It's one of those rare games where there are three big plays that led to this being a bigger win than it is.
Yeah.
There was the James Cook run, the Singletary run, and the Josh Allen run.
Yeah.
And that's amazing because normally in a blowout, it's like, oh, they dominated certain things. But once they realize, oh, we can run the ball...
But it's crazy. Like, this game wasn't a blowout. Like, if you're a box score watcher, and there's a lot of y'all out there, you would think, oh, the Bills kicked the Bears' ass. This is a close game.
It's interesting because the Bills, knowing that the weather was going to be rough and the Bears going to have a hard time passing the ball, they stayed in single high. And what does that mean, single high? Is if you're literally, here's a line of scrimmage. Back here, there is one safety. Single is in one high, meaning he's in the back. He is the main person who's covering the deep. If you're a free safety or strong safety, typically it's your strong safety is going to be up toward the line of the scrimmage. He can be in there to blitz. He can be there to stack the box, run defense, guard in the middles. He can do all of those things. And they sat in single high knowing the Bears don't have good skill players.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to throw over top if they want to beat us, because we're gonna crush them and run. It was smart. Similarly, similarly, in the Super Bowl versus the Buccaneers and the Chiefs, how did the Bucs stop the threat of Pat Mahomes? It's too high.
Yeah.
Too high safeties. I mean, you ain't going to throw over top. We know Tyreek Hill
is coming. And that offensive line was god awful.
It's the too high. They made him sit there and say, oh, I can't find somebody, but I don't have a bailout.
Tyreek. How many times didn't they set like an NFL record for Super Bowl sacks? They was putting Pat on his ass.
It was about
ass.
Five or six, yeah. And he got picked off twice.
Yeah.
And it's just and so now people start playing Pat too high. Then what did Pat do? Pat
adjusted.
Pat started taking the check down. Just give me the check down. Give me the check down. That's what a good quarterback does. And in this game, Justin did take what was given to him. When the over-the-top was there, he checked it down. Even on the Ryan Griffin fourth down that was stopped, that's a good play.
Yeah.
Because he saw, okay, Ryan, you have a corner here, a DB here, or not a linebacker, I'm not sure. Ryan Griffin boxed out, got the ball, caught it, and then turned. That's the best you can do. And that's good in Justin, even though he doesn't have a rapport with Ryan Griffin, trusting him.
Yeah.
And he trusted him to catch the ball and make a move. And that's exactly what Ryan Griffin did. Ryan called to make a move. Unfortunately, he was too close to call it, which I think was the right call.
Yeah.
But I'm happy with that play. And then, once you saw Velus, you realize, okay, the corner is trailing him. The safety is going to have to come over top him, and I have a small zone for me to throw. I'm going to throw it to him. The problem is, after that, Luke Getsy took the ball out of his hands.
Yeah.
Run. And then he's like, it's 3rd and 10. I have to pass. I have to get 10 yards.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, it was obvious tanking. Like, it's
interesting because tanking. I know a lot of Bears.
What do you feel about Bears fans being mad about?
It's two things. One, a lot of journalists who have been on this beat longer than I have would say, if you think he's tanking, you're crazy. And I get that because they know these people and they know the ins and outs better than I do. But ever since Tim Donahue in the NBA got caught with fixing games or calling calls to fix certain games?
Just yesterday, a Jets coach got suspended for gambling. I don't take anything out of
human intent. And right now,
the older media might know. They don't know this front office.
Human intent. All I'm thinking is maybe. Am I going to say the word? I don't know. Is it possible? Sure. Is it possible they weren't? Sure.
We made jokes with the Ryan Poles, but I 100% believe that call was put in.
I'm not sure what was going to happen. It just, those calls did not make sense to a team that wanted to win. You just picked off Josh Allen. It's 21-13. You're in the red zone.
44-yard bomb from Justin Davila's, and you do three straight runs.
And your run game isn't working, but Justin can still throw. So why are we running again?
It's tank.
Bubble screen, Khalil Herbert goes nowhere. You could tell Khalil Herbert was out of the loop.
Yeah, he's been out for a couple weeks.
So that's why I was like, ooh, you had a cutback. And normally Khalil hits those cutbacks and it's gone. This is one of those games where if the Bears had a running game established, they would have got closer. I still didn't expect them to win. The only one thing that showed me, boy, Josh Allen is Brett Favre.
Josh Allen, Brett Favre, and Jay Cutler. Like, and that's something that
should have had three picks.
Yeah. Who dropped it?
Jalen Jones.
Like, I mean,
he read it all the way. I was like, ooh, pick.
As good as Josh Allen is, and he's really, really good. And he's a gunslinger. Nothing wrong with being a gunslinger. But if you're a Bills fan, you got to accept it that he's going to throw some bullshit.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, you live and die by it. It worked for the Packers in 96. Didn't work for them in 2007. Remember when they lost in the NFC Championship game? So it's just something that comes with it.
He's got 13 interceptions in the year. Last year, he had 15.
And that's
gunslinger stats.
But also, Pat be throwing some stupid ass interceptions too.
Pat Mahomes got 10.
Yeah, and in today's era, in today's era, as long as you're not throwing more than 15 interceptions a year, I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't care. And I think a lot of
Had to go and search up Brett Favre just to know how many. Ooh, the Lord.
Brett had almost 20.
Let me. Picks. I'm gonna go first year that doesn't really count. Didn't play. 13, 24, 14, 13, 13, 16, 23, 23, 16, 15, 15, 16, 21, 17, 29, 18, 15, 22.
You named 20 about 8 times. That's fucking ridiculous.
Of course, he is the all-time interceptions leader. Then 7, then 19. Now, the touchdowns with that, of course, 18, 19, 33, 38, 39, 35, 31, 22, 20, 32, 37, 32. I'm sorry, 27, 32, 30. So, that's just what he did. And they won a Super Bowl with that. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a fraudster who belongs in prison. But it's to say that it's a gunslinger. And I think someone like Aaron Rodgers made people in the NFL believe QBs could always be this efficient.
Yeah.
Where you can throw a small amount of turnovers or interceptions per year while having colossal touchdown numbers. Last year, Aaron Rodgers had like 37 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
Yeah, he
this year, he already has like 11 and like 20 touchdowns, 22. That just, it's a rarity. The only people who I can think of like that are maybe is Dan Marino.
Brady never threw a lot of picks.
No.
Brady never threw a lot of picks.
But then we're talking about who I believe are the two greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Who?
Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
I don't put Aaron Rodgers in my list. Sorry.
Yeah, no, you're right about Brady.
I told you.
12, 14, 12, 14, 14, 12, 8, 0, 13, 4, 12, 8, 11, 9, 7, 2, 8, 11, 8, 12, 12, 7.
Exactly.
210 interceptions with 644 passing touchdowns.
Now, here's the new scenario for y'all. So, the Houston Texans won today.
Mm-hmm.
Houston Texans beat the Tennessee Titans. Malik Willis was so bad. Looked like he's setting black quarterbacks back about 50 years. But he was not good today. There was a lot of plays in that game. He was fucking up.
I didn't think he had that many plays.
Did Tannehill play today?
Tannehill had surgery. Tannehill was done.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, he played.
Oh, he was in the whole game?
Yeah, he was in the whole game. Tannehill cooked. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Why I'm tripping? Yeah, 14. Ooh, Jesus.
Exactly.
14 to 23, 99 yards, 2 picks.
It's ridiculous. Mm. But, so basically, if the Bears lose out, and the Texans win one more game. Now, they play Jacksonville next week in Jacksonville. Pretty sure they lose that one. Jacksonville, because the Titans lost, are now control their own destiny to win the AFC South. By the way, Trevor Lawrence, hooping. You know what I'm saying? You don't like Trevor Lawrence? Oh, forgot. Yeah,
I don't like Trevor Lawrence by proxy.
Why? Because he's white?
No. I think Trevor Lawrence is one of the greatest college QBs I've ever seen. I just do not believe he should have been like this consensus number one.
You know
that. I thought Justin Fields was just as good, if not better than him.
You know that.
I know.
Justin dropped a 10. You know what it is.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Zach Wilson, who's about to be out of the Jets, possibly out the league,
hey man,
was picking fans over him. Trey Lance. I mean, people looking at Brock Purdy like, so, you know what I'm saying?
Jets fans,
Mac Jones stinks.
I'm going to let you know. Eventually, the sun will shine. It's going to be a long-ass fucking time. We speak from experience. But eventually the sun won't shine.
That should never happen.
No, it shouldn't have. But my point is, they play Jacksonville next week in Jacksonville.
Okay, this is cap. There's no way. I'm going to let Trevor Lawrence never even do the 40 touchdowns.
Okay, whatever. We're getting past that.
If you're a Buckeye fan, and if you listen to the Bears post game, did you hear me?
Okay, because you said the shoe. Okay, give it a break.
Hey, the shoe. I know the Buckeyes.
But, so pretty much, the Bears lose out. They got Detroit next week. Mm-hmm. And then the home finale is against the Vikings the week after that. The Texans got the Jaguars. Jaguars can clinch the AFC South. And the week after, in Indianapolis, against the sorry-ass Colts, they win that game. The Bears get the number one pick because of the strength of schedule and also because the tie gives the Texans a higher win percentage than the Bears. So, there's a shot here. There's a shot. And that haul, do you understand? The generational. They would trade us if they're trying to go up. The Texans might trade every pick they got in the Deshaun Watson deal.
Mm-hmm.
And their number two pick. Mm-hmm. I will cry.
And if I'm the Texans, I'd do that too, because I think Bryce Young is literally that good.
If the Bears get number one pick, that means Bryce Young is for sale.
Yeah.
He's for sale.
Now, funny thing, if this was Ryan Pace, I think he might pick Bryce Young just to see if he can get a trade off on him. Because I used to hate Ryan Pace's best player available philosophy because it's stupid. It's the stupidest philosophy because you're not looking for the best available. You're looking for the best available in a group you have need.
Now, but here's a question I have for you. So let's just say the Bears do stay a second.
Mm-hmm.
And just say you don't, because for me to trade the number two pick, I got to get a godfather deal.
I got to get your first.
I got to get your first.
Second.
And if you drafted in the first 10, I need that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a given. I'm going to need your first, I'm going to need your second, and I'm going to need a second next year.
Yeah.
I'm going to need your first, I'm going to need your second.
Because if not, but here's a question I have for you. So let's just say you don't. Let's just say you don't find it, but they'll find a deal. But let's just say you don't. Then you kind of go best player available. Who will be best player available? I think it's Jalen Carter. Yeah.
I mean, I love edge rushers, but edge rushers are only as strong as the person who stands opposite of them. And the purpose opposite of them is that interior.
Yeah.
You saw how good Leonard Floyd looked on the Rams when you have generational talent Aaron Donald sitting right next to you.
Yeah.
So,
and he had Dante Fowler. There was a lot of other people around him.
You need that interior person. Yeah. And Jalen Carter is just
perfect in the system.
ridiculous.
Perfect in the system. So that's what I'll do. Either way, man.
On the side note, you seeing Minshew Mania? Jalen Hurts system QB?
I'm not ready for that conversation if it happens this week.
Okay.
Dakota looking ass, though. But anyway.
I'm just saying.
I don't think we got nothing else to talk about, man.
I love that these episodes are so short because I am on my 2-week break from the holidays from teaching. And that's what happens when your team stinks.
Pretty much. It's not that much to talk
if
about.
If the Bears were to break this win streak.
But now, before we start covering the team, even when the team stunk, our episode was like an hour, we'd just be complaining about shit.
That's true.
We should be complaining about
the biggest. The biggest complaint was, I can't believe Mitch Ryan Poles picked him up with Mahomes.
We'd be yelling about the same shit.
Now that you know you have.
But also, it's like when you're in a relationship, and you happy. Like, I ain't got that much complaining about. We got a quarterback.
You know what I'm saying? We broke, but yeah. We got each other.
Yeah, right.
They gotta be the title, bro.
Yeah, we broke, but we got each other.
We broke, but we got each other.
You know, the air smells different.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
My body different. What Kevin Garnett said? Got a couple Glocks, couple Macs. Couple of, what do you say? Couple of 44s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Loaded up, got my clips ready. It's a magazine, not a clip. So, you know, it's nothing to complain about when I know the trajectory of the team.
Yeah, man.
And it's amazing because this season is full of moral victories. And I know coaches hate moral victories. Fans probably hate moral victories more than there's another part of the fans who do. Haven't had a Bears fans. But this has been a season of moral victories. I like what I see with Lou Gehrig and his play caller. Today just, I'm like, this don't seem like the Lou Gehrig I've seen the past few weeks. But it makes me think. Or maybe you thought the only plausible thing I can say is Khalil Herbert's back. Let's run it more. Or the
if
weather,
you don't believe the tank angle that I 100% believe to be true, maybe he was just trying to protect Justin, and because it was cold as fuck out.
My thought is he was because even I didn't get a chance to ask Justin this because
I would like somebody to ask Luke that, but I don't. I'm not going up to Hallis on Thursday, so it's like I'm not asking. Well, actually, I probably have to go up there on Thursday this week to get the credentials for Saturday, so I might ask him that question.
Just to say, because Justin had a play action, he was looking for, could have been Cole Kmet, and nothing there. Cole Kmet was blocking, and I think he's looking for Dante Pettis, but Cole Kmet was right there, probably trying to get a chip, and then see if Justin rushes up, the defender comes, he can catch the ball and leak out. And first thought I said was run. If this was the last week before, I think Justin probably takes off, gets 20, 30 yards. But this time he was like, you know what? Nope, thrown out of bounds. And it's like, that's a smart decision.
Yeah.
Because this is building a good habit for next season, which is you don't have to run every time.
Yep.
You got the 1,000 yards rushing. It's great. I'm happy for you. Don't do this again.
Yeah.
I don't want you to run for 1,000
yards. But we know he's not going to. Right?
On top of that, it's not no disrespect to Lamar. Lamar kind of has to rush for 1,000 yards a season.
Because they don't fucking receivers.
Yeah. And so I don't want that to be. If Lamar Jackson had two stout receivers,
he'd go even better. If he had Chase Claypool, like honestly, that's the thing. Like in this thing about
why you supporting black QBs,
I don't.
Proud of you, man.
But you know, that's just really what it comes down to, man. Like I always say, Bears fans, enjoy this season because next year we only expect them to win these games.
We'll have to see what the draft is like.
It don't matter. The ceiling for next, like I said, the expectation for next year, they have to at least be in a super wild card hunt. Anything else is, I'm not saying they're going to be a contender next year. I think this roster is so bad, it's going to be at least 2 years, I believe, before they're a legit contender.
I need to
contender.
See 8-9 wins.
8 for sure.
That's a 5 game.
And you're going to be playing a 4th place schedule, 8-9 games. So it's going to be us. It's going to basically be us, Minnesota, and Detroit because I don't think Aaron Rodgers – either Aaron Rodgers is going to retire or he's going to be on another team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think – I think a couple weeks ago, the last time we're going to see Aaron Rodgers at Soldier Field is a Packer. Yeah. I truly believe one or two. So you got to look at it like that. Well, this is not going to be a division that nobody's running away with. So you need to prepare yourself for division contention and to get you one of those 5-7 seeds. In the NFC.
It's like we said, we're entering an unknown age in the NFC North because
in the NFC period, ain't no juggernauts in the NFC.
No, it's not that, but at least I can say I can look with damn.
Think about it, all the hard quarterbacks in the AFC.
Yeah, who's the only one on here? Jalen Hurts.
It's gonna be Jalen and Justin's conference.
Because Kirk Cousins is getting older and I don't know who year he's at. I want to say he's having an okay year.
He's having a decent year.
But he's getting older, and the fact that he's getting older and the team around here is not getting younger, I suspect him to probably – this is going to be good next year.
That will be good because, Kirk Cousins is not a bad quarterback. He's just not a good one either.
No.
That's the problem.
This year, 27-11.
The diamond test is still on the Minnesota Vikings, by the way.
I don't believe him.
I'm not buying that well. That
He's
that wild card loss is going to be box office.
He's 35 years old.
Yeah, so, he's older.
And this is not somebody who's
Tom Brady is going to be old.
He doesn't have the 10 more years left like Tom Brady because he doesn't have the offensive line. Tom Brady has had the pleasure of having the most of his career.
Yeah.
So I don't suspect him to have more than maybe 3 years left of good playing. So I don't expect much. And then Aaron Rodgers is out of here with the Lions. Very young team, but what's the decision of quarterback? Obviously, they're going to go for whoever they can get in the draft. But that being said, if it's not Bryce Young or CJ, I'm not sure I would sell out if I was the Lions.
I mean, yeah, if you're the Lions still going to be in striking position for like a CJ Stroud or somebody like that.
So like, if you're going to sell out and you want him, especially from if the Lions offer anything for the Bears, I need your first, second, third, and I need a first next year because you're in division and I don't want you to get better.
I like how Irv Gotti talks like Leo Cohen, the pick of the litter.
We're selling off for the person right now. It's like with Stafford, except the player's young. Rams sold everything and now they stink. But
you got the championship.
You got a ring. You can't. That's it. That's all that matters.
Yeah, Bears' biggest goal this year is to cover multiple positions, man. Because there's so many holes on this team.
The biggest needs I can see so far: defensive lineman,
offensive lineman,
wide receiver.
Yeah.
If you get one great in each of these, I think you'll be good.
Yeah.
But reality is, I want Lucas Patrick to come back. I like Cody White here. I like Tevin Jenkins. It's those outside that need help. I need a good tackle.
I don't think Cody White here coming back.
Probably not.
I think they're gonna cut him.
I don't know. I don't want to say they cut it. It was last year.
Nah, he got like one more year.
I don't know.
Cody Ryan Pace gave him that damn extension.
Cody White's having a fine year though.
He's getting older though.
I mean, Cody White's like 28.
He's older than 28.
Cody White has not been here long, brother.
Cody White has been here for a decent amount of time. How old is he?
30 years old.
I told you.
I'm wrong. So it's just the future's up in air for the NFC North. So now if someone in division wants that pick,
you
got to give more.
If somebody, it's like you got like a crown. The king of the
Texans AFC, right?
Yeah, the king of the North is Aaron Rodgers.
The Texans, I would take if I was a GM, first, second, maybe a second or first next year.
I'm going to tell you what this is like.
But with the Lions, you just interrupt me?
Yeah, yeah.
Relax. If I'm the Lions, I'm going to need a first, second, third. Just because you're in my division. If you're an NFC player, NFC team.
Yeah, it's also true.
It's the same. But in division, I'm going to want more.
Yeah.
Because I don't want you up there with me.
Yeah, I got to strip you naked if you're in the NFC North. 100%.
As Justin said this week, pause.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But, yeah, man, that's pretty much all we got for y'all. Merry Christmas to everybody. This audio will probably be out on the day after Christmas because we got to get artwork done. And I know Pierce probably doing some Christmas shit right now. So this pod will be out Monday. The video will be out on Christmas Eve. I'm putting that up soon as we get to the crib. So anything you want to say before we get up out of here?
No.
All right. You know to follow us at Flows and Lady, at Barbchair Scott, at Barbchair, BarbersChairNet. Follow 79th and Hallis, Patreon.com/BarbersChairNetwork, TheBCNet.com. Merry Christmas, man. We out.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.